At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague and co-host. And we are welcoming the return of Malcolm Hoenlein. Much away, much on the road, but he's back with us now. We have much to discuss. I begin, however, with the news from Jerusalem that one Malcolm Hoenlein will receive the Presidential Medal from Israel. Malcolm, congratulations. What is the scale of this? What do they require you to do afterwards? Good evening to you, Malcolm.
Good evening to you and Thaddeus. And indeed, it was just announced this morning, and I'm very honored and touched by it, that the president of Israel announced several recipients of the Medal of Honor, which was the highest civilian award given to those who have helped and been involved over the years. And this will be presented at a ceremony in Jerusalem in December. I don't know the exact date yet. It's all very fresh, but it's something. There's a committee headed by Supreme Court justices who pass on the nominations for the recipients, and somehow they made a mistake and gave it to me.
No mistake. Thaddeus, you have a question for Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm, while Israel is waiting to see whether Iran will come through with its threat against it, we see that the bloodthirsty Iranian regime has committed an execution. What can you tell us?
This is such a sad and tragic story that a young 20-year-old Jewish Iranian was executed on yesterday morning after many, many efforts globally and inside Iran to save his life, because he was a totally innocent individual. He was working out in a gym and he was approached by seven men, one of whom owed him money, pulled a knife on him, a large knife. He wrestled the man, and in the process, he was stabbed. The Muslim was stabbed, and he died, even though Arvin tried to administer to him. The police investigation, everybody said it was accidental, but the court ruled against him. And you know that if you're a Christian Jew or other minority and you're against a Muslim, the Muslim gets to determine whether the sentence, and the family could have accepted compensation, which was offered to them, many other gestures. We know that the government officials pressured them not to accept. After the death of the German-American citizen last week, we were concerned that they are on this continuing path. We know that they have executed hundreds this year, dozens just in recent weeks. And the world is silent. The UN is silent. All the human rights organizations are silent. And now a family is in mourning. And there is no justification. The execution had been postponed by the authorities in May. And the hope was that there would be a retrial. Some of the advocates petitioned the court for it. Many of the judges felt that it was legitimate. And yet, obviously, this is a political message and political decision on the part of Iran, and tragic indeed.
B-52s. We're given the news that the U.S. is moving B-52s, strategic bomber, into the air base in Qatar. They wanted us to know this. This must be connected to the threat that Thaddeus mentioned, the Ayatollah threatening on yet another strike. We can presume ballistic missiles will be involved. Is there credibility on this, Malcolm, or is the Ayatollah just popping off?
No, I think there is credibility. I think the United States takes it very seriously. Certainly Israel does. Iran announced that there would be an 11-hour period where their airspace would be blocked beginning this afternoon. They have made other announcements, maybe to throw people off, but they have said that they would respond to Israel's latest response to their attack. You remember when they shot 200 missiles at Israel? Israel restrained itself, did not hit the oil fields, did not hit the nuclear sites because the United States asked them not to. It was very precise. The United States praised, so did some of the Europeans, the way Israel conducted a proportionate, limited strike that they hit the S-300s that Russia had supplied them, and an S-400 had been hit earlier, taking out essentially their air defense system. It also demonstrated the supremacy that they have in the air, and the embarrasses the Russians who supplied the equipment to Iran. And the world sees that the U.S. supplied equipment in Israel's hands has been very successful in taking it out, and it's certainly going to help increase the sales of the U.S. weapons and their credibility. But in the meantime, we have Iran building up its capacity, enriching more and more uranium, and working, as we know, with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with the Houthis, pre-positioning equipment in Iraq, from which they fired several missiles over the last 3 days at Israel. They fortunately did not hit targets there, but Iran is working on in full force to support the Houthis, who continue to shoot at our ships, and to build up their capacity. They had perhaps 2,000 missiles. Many of them have been taken out. Many were shot, but they still have a reservoir that would enable them to shoot hundreds of ballistic missiles at Israel. And as the United States has said, the response this time by Israel will be unlimited. We know that Iran was behind the attacks on October 7th, but they had also planned a Hezbollah attack that was going to be much larger. And they continue to move in this direction of wanting to wear down the political will. They think that they can erode it, and that continue to build tensions in Israel. And just as they interfere here in domestic discussions and politics, they are doing it there, and trying to increase the probability of divisiveness in Israel, and to take advantage of the Western interference in Israel taking the steps necessary. But this thing of wearing down the capacity and the political will in Israel, well, in fact, the opposite has happened, and I saw it myself up to this week when I came back, that the resoluteness and the resiliency is in place. People have served 200 days, 300 days out of the last year, but they're very determined to continue this fight because they recognize it's a life and death fight. And they've come up with new methodologies, whether it was the pagers, whether it was other things that showed Israel supremacy. The Hezbollah troops run away at the Lebanon border. And the Iranians, I think, are looking at all these massive investments and said, what did we do?
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes, Malcolm, there have been raids in Syria and Lebanon where Iranian operatives have been captured. Will there be more? What have we learned from this?
Absolutely. I think there will be more. This was another brilliant move by the Israeli Navy, who came in dressed in Lebanese military uniforms and captured a key operative in Lebanon, as well as a key Iranian operative in Syria. Israel obviously seeks intelligence from them and the information. We know that the raids that Israel's carried out, and the confrontation in Lebanon itself. The Lebanese army is standing on the side. We've given them $3 billion since 2006, and yet they don't seem to be able to fire or to do anything to resist the Hezbollah. But the Hezbollah, despite the loss of its whole command structure, Israel has successfully eliminated one layer after another layer after another layer. But they do not fight bravely and courageously along the border. They do fire missiles and drones at civilian populations, which of course has taken the lives of 12 Jewish children, and Jews, and of Christian Israeli Arabs along the border area. And Hezbollah obviously is funding a lot of these activities with money from Iran and from particularly from the sale of Captagon. They have a huge industry that they have built up exporting to the Gulf, this very vicious drug, and that is helping to finance their activities. They have a challenge. They don't know how to deal with the fact that Israel's supremacy in the air and elsewhere has been amply shown. And the Israelis, while they have limited equipment and ammunition right now, and they could use much more, the fact is that they have used it to great effect. And taking the battle to the Hezbollah, which has murdered many Americans, as you know, hundreds of Americans over the years. And now Israel is trying to clear the area up to the Litani. That would be the basis then for negotiations.
There's a new boss, same as the old boss at Hezbollah. He's a propagandist, an old man, Naim Qassam. What do we know about him, Malcolm? What is his strength? What are his weaknesses?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we can say is that he wasn't important enough a few weeks ago to be given a pager. So he can't have been that important in the hierarchy. He has been a known propagandist. He was working very closely with Nasrallah, and one can anticipate that he will try to continue, but he doesn't command the respect that Nasrallah had. And the other leadership, you know, when the whole command structure has been by and large eliminated or minimized, it makes it much harder than for them to do more than carry out terrorist attacks, continue to launch where they can, and to be able to utilize what resources they have left. But they're not going to give in. Iran is not going to let them give in. And that's a very sad commentary because they don't value the lives of their so-called allies. They're just using them as fodder.
That is, you have a question.
Yes, Malcolm, UNRWA, Israel has banned it. Can you give us all the reasons this is justified?
Well, it's justified and long overdue. And despite the criticism that has come even from the United States, UNRWA is the United Nations Relief Works Organization. It has perpetuated the refugee population because it is the only program where it's a generational program. You give it from one generation to the next, keeping them as refugees rather than having them absorbed in their countries, whether it's Lebanon or in Gaza or in the West Bank or elsewhere. That the whereas conflict the refugees from other conflicts have been assimilated into their host countries with UN agencies like the High Commissioner for Refugees, Israel will still work with other groups like UNICEF and will provide the aid, but cannot work with UNRWA. 100 of UNRWA's members were identified in the October 7th attack, including some of the leaders of the attack on the rave on the concert. These were high officials of UNRWA. At first, they denied it. Now they acknowledge it and say that, you know, they're trying to clear it up. But in the meantime, you know, they all condemn it. Nobody would work with an organization that has had the record that they have, including denying, because of their activities, denying the people, the Palestinians, their rights, because they perpetuate the system. So UNRWA, Israel has said that UNRWA will be banned because of their activities. They also have facilities in Jerusalem which they have not paid rent in a long time, and Israel is saying that they demanded that they pay. We know that the percentages of people who have been involved in these activities, whether in the West Bank or Gaza, et cetera, and aiding and abetting the terrorists. We saw all the aid that ended up in Sinwar's facilities, and that was of Hamas. So Israel is more than justified under international law to take these steps to protect itself, and rather than continue to perpetuate this multi-generational ripoff.
Just a minute, Malcolm. What is Iron Beam?
Iron Beam is the very big hope for Israel, the U.S., and others, because it will be a laser system that will be able to take down missiles. Every time they fire Iron Dome, it costs $50,000 to $100,000 to take down a $2,000 missile or $20,000 missile, depending upon what they have shooting at them. But The laser beam would be able to do that at a fraction of the cost, would be very effective, could be deployed along Israel's borders as well as America's borders, and would be a very efficient way to take down incoming missiles and even perhaps satellite attacks and certainly drones.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, back in the saddle. That is McCotter, my colleague and friend. The Dusty One is coming. I'm John Batten.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.